Exclusive: Senator Marsha Blackburn, vital that Georgians re-elect Loeffler. Purdue to protect Senate firewall against left. By Matthew Boyle on November 30, 2020. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, told Breitbart News exclusively that the upcoming U.S. Senate runoffs in Georgia on January 5 represent a classic battle between freedom and socialism. Senators David Perdue, RGA, and Kelly Loeffler, RGA, will face off against Democrats John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock respectively for both of Georgia's U.S. Senate seats and potentially control of the majority in the U.S. Senate at stake. Republicans will definitely have at least 50 seats in the Senate next year, and Democrats will definitely have at least 48. If the Democrats were to take both of these seats, then the Senate would be tied at 50-50, and whoever the Vice President of the United States is next year would cut the tie and determine a majority control in the Senate. Since Democrat presidential candidate former Vice President Joe Biden currently leads in enough states to win the Electoral College, that would probably be now Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, his running mate, should challenges from President Donald Trump fail. If Trump were to succeed in his election challenges, then Vice President Mike Pence would cut ties in the Senate. But as it stands now, barring a miraculous legal challenge comeback by Trump, in a 50-50 Senate it would be Harris cutting ties and steering control of the upper chamber of Congress to the Democrat Party. Blackburn argued in an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel that the Democrats would use victories in these Georgia Senate races if they got them to implement a radical leftist and socialist agenda. "What you have is a classic battle between freedom and socialism," Blackburn said. Chuck Schumer has said, in his glee on Election Day, he said, "First we go take Georgia, not we go earn the vote, not we work in Georgia to win, but take." They are planning. The left is planning to take Georgia. Then Schumer said they will change America. The change they are planning for America is adding justices to the Supreme Court. Changing the Supreme Court, giving statehood to D.C. Now D.C. is not as big as Atlanta, but D.C. is going to be a state if the Democrats get their way. Statehood for Puerto Rico, and making sure they take health insurance away from 153 million Americans and 57 million Medicare enrollees and putting everyone into a Medicaid-style program that is run by the government. They want to implement the Green New Deal, and they want to give felons the right to vote. And that is the plan just for their first 100 days. This is what they are going to do if they are given the opportunity. Bear in mind what they plan to do is use Georgia and then force their will not only on Georgians but also on the American people. Blackburn urged all Republicans and Trump supporters to get out and vote for Perdue and Loeffler, saying it is vital for them to do so since the left is organized in a systemic way to try to manufacture wins for Ossoff and Perdue. "It is absolutely vital," Blackburn said when asked how critical it is for Trump supporters to back Loeffler and Perdue. "The left is organized because they cannot get by with implementing all the stuff they're wanting to foist upon Americans unless they win Georgia. The Senate has been the firewall. They're the ones that have blocked a lot of stuff. It is so important that we make certain that we carry these races in Georgia. I guarantee you I am going to be out there working every single day, night and day, to make certain that we win these races. You just think about the people who would be heading these various committees. Do you really want Bernie Sanders chairing the Senate Budget Committee? Do you really want somebody like Elizabeth Warren leading the Senate Armed Services Committee? Do you really want someone like Dick Durbin as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee?" Most Georgians would say, "No, I'm not comfortable with that because these are individuals who are too far left for me." So the only thing that stands between that happening and not is for the people of Georgia to go elect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Pence is headed back to Georgia on Friday, and Trump is heading there on Saturday, to campaign with Loeffler and Perdue. Several other top GOP stars have already been to the state and more are planning trips there over the next month. Listen to Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, on Breitbart News Saturday.